welcome to you all. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and if you're listening to this at night, good night to you. This is the first podcast for the Chronicles of Shabazz, and I wanted to bring you something truly dear to my life. My book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. And not only is a book, but it's an anthem for life. Many people are living a life where they have been put in situations where it wasn't something that they wanted to do. Many people grow up, especially in religious settings, where you're following a religious practice versus actually living your life. I know myself, I grew up a Christian. And so in my mother's Christian home, you know, we went to church every Sunday. We went to Bible study every Tuesday, you know, which is not a knock. That's what she's, you know, that's what she knew her whole life, which is not a problem. Many times we find ourselves not only doing those things, but conforming to those things. I'm very appreciative of it because it helped me find God. It helped me search for God. It helped me want to see more for myself. But that is not the basis of our conversation today. I want to talk to you about changing your life. A lot of times, especially with the new year coming, you know, everyone has this New Year's resolution. Everybody says, in the new year, I'm going to start working out. In the new year, I'm going to stop smoking. In the new year, I'm going to stop drinking. In the new year, I'm going to stop cursing or whatever your vice is. Many people make up a lot of those things during their new year. But in order for all those things to be accomplished, you have to first change your mindset. It's too many of us trying to change actions without changing our mindset. It's for you to go into something, changing the action but not changing the mindset in which you've done before, you're basically repeating a cycle, just doing something different. Because you have to really think about this. Your mind has not changed. The action in which you took to do a particular thing may have changed, but your mind hasn't changed, which means the results that you are looking for, the thing that you are trying to achieve, is not going to be as profitable as it would be if you changed your mind. Okay, example. I've been a professional basketball player for the past 11 years, and each game was always a different game. But even though each game was a different game and I had to bring a different action to a different game, they may have a small guy on me, so I had to play a different way, or a bigger guy on me, and I had to use my skill set. No matter what the occasion was or the action that I had to take place, it was my mind that needed to be ready. I remember in a game back in like 2014, my coach called me in the room probably like an hour before the game. He said, "I need you ready." It was a big game. This was for us to get into the playoffs and to secure our spot as a top four team. He says, "I need you in here. I need you to stretch." He was like, "Sit." He couldn't even speak English, but I understood what he was trying to tell me, based off his actions and what he was really trying to say. And so I stayed in there, I stretched. He pulled up some videos and, you know, he wanted me to get my mind engaged in the game. Whether or not I'm going to go out there and score 25, 30, 40, 50 points, my mind has to be engaged. Because from the jump, if your mind isn't ready, those actions mean nothing. Because eventually what's going to happen is those actions are not going to continue to follow. You're doing it for a moment. But when you change your mind, you change your entire life. And you put yourself in a position where you can do something magnificent. The first session, change your mind, you can change your life. Anybody that wants to purchase my book, you can go to www.MuhammadAbdulMalikShabazz.com. And get that book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. The reviews on it have been very positive, and you know, and I thank everyone who have participated. Share the link, share this podcast. Now the first